Good morning, Rob.
Congratulations to you and your team. A huge win on Saturday, 14-7 at Navy. Certainly a great start to your coaching career. As you've gone back and looked at the film, what impressed you with the way your guys played?
Thank you. I thought we played really hard. Honestly, on both sides of the ball, there weren't any plays we took off. We ran to the football well. We hustled on offense. We tackled really well on defense. And I think we implemented, in particular on the defensive side of the ball and special team side, we implemented our plans very well. You know, when we had ideas and thoughts, and I think that we bought into them throughout the week in preparation, and then it showed up on the field on Saturday.
First question this morning from Kevin Marshall. Go ahead, Kevin.
Coach, have you ever been involved in a more physical football game than that one?
You know, it's a good question. I'm sure that I've had some that were very physical. I know that. You know, there's most playoff games are pretty physical, to be honest with you, at the FCS level. It was definitely a slugfest, though. There's no doubt. We came out of that thing. You know, I think both teams were feeling like they were in a fist fight for sure. And so it was a fun one, though.
Next question from Andy Walter. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Andy.
You have a veteran squad. You know, obviously, as big a win as Saturday was, you know, do you have a sense that they're ready to move on now and get focused on Dell State and, you know, not live in the past too much?
I hope so. I mean, that's our plan. And there's no doubt we've talked about it. And it's really about the leadership that we have on the team and the mental focus we have and the way that we have our week set up that we can kind of wipe it clean after this morning at about 8 o'clock. And so, you know, we have some time to, you know, relax in it and enjoy it. And then we move on because, you know, each week for us is a championship week.
You know, obviously you're not going to face triple option again. You know, is there still things you can take from what the defense did, you know, that really carries over to whoever you're playing?
Well, I think, you know, fundamentally, you know, schematics, maybe not, but I think the idea that whatever our plan is, if we attack it in practice on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we're going to be in a good spot. You know what I mean? I think that's the thing that we can take from that is that when we have a good plan and we buy into it and we have 11 hats running to the football, then we're going to be tough on defense.
Thanks.
Next question from Rich. Go ahead, Rich.
Hey, good morning, Coach. Hey, congratulations again. Two questions now that you watched the film. First, we know what Johnny did and Noah and Liam. Are there any unsung heroes that, you know, we really haven't thought about or talked about outside of, you know, the team? And the second one is, I just wanted to see if you could address that third and eight play when at the end of the game, when Navy had the throwback and all the flow was to the right, including Johnny, and he came off a block and somehow he got over the left-hand side and tackled the receiver 4 yards short of the first down. It seems to me that was as important as the fourth down play. Thanks.
Yeah. Were you looking for an unsung hero specifically on defense? Is that what your thought was? The other guys you listed were defense?
No, it could be anywhere. I just mentioned gotcha. Three guys on defense.
Gotcha. Okay. No, I got you. I wasn't sure if that's what you were saying. I think Ben Dinkle was enormous for us, our punter. I mean, he had a great day, got us out of a lot of jams. We could rely on him to get us, you know, a consistent punt. I thought our punt protection did really well as well. I'd say the punt team was unsung, and Kalen Costello did a great job running down and had a huge one. We flipped the field there at the back end. I want to say it was the fourth, the beginning of the fourth. That was enormous. Great job at the gunner position by number 25 and awesome punt pretty much all day. I think we had one average punt. The rest of them were pretty much bombs. And so we're happy with Ben. And then, yeah, that play on third and eight was a huge play. I'm not to say anything other than, you know, Johnny made a great play and was smart with his eyes and, you know, didn't fall for the throwback. I mean, it was just a great football play by a vet.
Thanks, Coach.
Next question, Ryan, from Kevin Trestlini. Good morning, Trez.
Thanks, Rob. Hey, Ryan. As you guys watched film and analyzed things, what were some of the things that hurt you in terms of not being able to run the football better? And, you know, what makes you feel good about that moving forward?
Well, I think like I said on Saturday, and I was right on film, I thought they had a good plan against us, specific to what their defense was kind of made for, against our offense. And I thought it worked pretty well for them. They showed a couple things they hadn't shown on tape. And I think, you know, up front, you know, I think we're able to get there. We're just, you know, we're still pretty young up there. There were three or four guys that played that hadn't played in a lot of college football yet. And so, we're, you know, a work in progress right now, but I think with a high upside and the talent is there and the want to is there. The thing I was very impressed with was that not at one point, you know, did we turn it down up front. We ran to the football, we played our butts off, you know, we were in it. We were missing by a little bit. Our processing, our footwork was a little bit slow. And I think that's just first game stuff. And really the first start stuff for some of those guys up front. And, you know, when somebody comes at you with some good stuff and you see it in the scout team and you see it, you know, from, your defense, but a little different way, all of a sudden that speed can catch up to you in the first game when it's going against an FBS opponent on the road. And so, I think there's a lot of things to look forward to. I think we played really hard at the running back position. And hopefully we can, you know, just stay on some people a little bit more this week and kind of get a little bit more rhythm going there.
Hey Ryan, in your early analysis, I know it's early in the week still, of Delaware State, what are some things they do really well that will be the biggest challenges for you guys on Saturday night?
I think they, you know, they keep you balanced on the defensive side of the ball. They can run it and throw it. And on the offensive side of the ball, I think they run to the ball. You know, they really do. They're aggressive. They get after you a little bit. They have a pretty good defensive line, and they're solid at every level. They, you know, they're going to do what they do and do it well. And so I think that's, you know, those disciplined teams that run to the ball, those are always pretty tough ones. You know, they have, you know, they've caused some havoc on special teams as well. Had a couple block punts against us last year and this past week. Lincoln struggled to get some punts off as well. So that's always a little bit of a caution, you know, if anything else. And we've got to make sure that we're really paying attention to those things on special teams, because those things can change a game.
Thank you, Coach.
You got it, Kev.
Ryan, one more on offense. Nolan was under quite a bit of pressure for a lot of the day, but was able to certainly manage the game well, and then was able to hit that big play to Chandler Harvin. What was your analysis of his day?
Oh, I thought Nolan played really well. I mean, he's got some things he needs to clean up as well. I think he had to knock the rust off a little bit. I don't think that he was as clean as he would tell you he could be. But for sure, you know, he's the guy that if we keep him out there, we're going to have a chance to win every game because of him. And so that's pretty much the quarterback position in a nutshell in football. But he's one of those guys that is good enough and a great leader and kind of has a calming presence out there that if he's on the field, we're going to be just fine.
Before I let you go, as you've taken over this program, look to build it back to where you want to go, how big is that win on Saturday for you?
You know, I'm not going to say it wasn't a big one because of, you know, it was the opener and it set the tone for, you know, who we want to be. And I think validated some of the things that, you know, internally we had thought of as strengths and we had thought of as, you know, progression in our culture. And I think that's important to, because, you know, when you talk about belief, at some point you need some proof. And so, you know, I think that helped there. You know, other than that, I mean, it's 1-0, and you know, if you don't go out and you don't go 2-0, people forget about that first one pretty quick. So,
all right, Ryan, thanks for your time this morning. Good luck on Saturday against Delaware State.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you.
All right, take care.